This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Okay, officially getting a little nervous. Good morning, 97.1, Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass, Luke Sloan on the updates. It's a Friday, and John, our baseball team is still stuck with the magic number of 7.
Yeah, and I mean, it kind of feels like, you know, when somebody's going for that record and they can't get, you know, it was like Aaron Judge. It was struggling to get to, you know, when was he going to hit 61? Then when he was going to hit 62? And it felt like the anticipation was, you just kept waiting for it. We keep waiting for the Tigers to do something at the end of the season. And I know that there's a lot of panic right now with Tigers fans.
I think Wojo has officially declared panic in Tiger Town. The midday show broke out their panic indicator. The afternoon show after the game, we're taking calls on where the panic is for the fan base.
So I heard the beginning of Wojo and Rieger.
Yeah.
And the panic in Tiger Town from Wojo was 3 times, and it was epic. Like, I should have thought of this before the show for Greg to actually grab it.
Well, we have 4 hours. We'll get it for people. I know it doesn't help us right now, but, like, we will have it, people.
He went, like, I thought he was going to lose his voice.
So what is it then? Scale of 1 to 10. And the emotion, if it was annoyed before, it's nervous now. Like, I'm nervous. You're losing Scooble starts. You're inviting the Guardians back into this. It's now 3.5 with 3 head-to-head next week. The math is still on their side. I'm not like a 10 out of 10 on the panic scale. But, John, there's no shortage of people to blame for this. It's not like there's one thing. If they could just fix this one thing, then everything will be okay. I mean, they're not hitting. I could start there.
Well, so that's been the biggest thing, because you've had Flaherty, that was a good performance. Mize, good performance. Scooble, good performance. But when you only score 0 runs and then 1 run, and you know your starting pitcher in the first game gives up 3, you would think you'd be able to win a game where you only gave up 3 by your starting pitcher through 9 innings. Now, I know Mize didn't go 9 innings, but it's right now, it's the bats. And it kind of feels like it's always trying to put out fires.
Yeah.
And at some point this season, it was the bullpen, Canely, all of those things. And then it was the starting pitching, but the bullpen seemed to be all right. And then when the pitching was good, the bats went silent.
Inconsistency. I just asked Tom before we came on the air. I said, do you know, off the top of your head, Tigers had 6 All-Stars. Who the 4 bats were that made the All-Star game? And you start rattling them off. Well, you had Riley Green, you had Gleyber Torres, you had Javi Baez, you had Zach McKinstry. All total duds in the month of September. All of them. These are the stars. These are the shining example at the Midsummer Classic. It's the best of the best. Look how talented the Tigers are. All of them are letting the team down in the month of September right now. I mean, Riley with another 2 strikeouts yesterday and an 0 for. Zach McKinstry's batting 9th.
Yeah, but even when he was an all-star, we were talking about how the strikeouts were adding up.
Right, and you can deal with them when you're getting the occasional extra base hit or home run. He's been terrible in September. He's batting below 200.
Well, they haven't had the lead enough.
Oh, there you go. But like I could give you their numbers. None of them are hitting well. None of them are hitting their weight in the month of September. Those are your best players. Like, John, when times get tough, you look for your best players to step up, and none of them are doing it.
It's I'm back to yesterday. I woke up angry. Today I just woke up frustrated. But I mean, this is where my eternal optimism, the glass is half full, starts to kick in. They got 9 games. They've got to get it right in 9 games. They have plenty of opportunity. They are still up 3.5 with 9 games to go, with 3 games against Cleveland. And I know they just got swept by Cleveland. I know that they lost a series to Miami. They won a series against New York, but they lost one to Chicago. So what is this team? We'll know come September 28th. We will know, and it's this is not a let it play out. I am saying there is an opportunity for whether it's Green, Torres, Javi Baez. Like it's an opportunity for some of those guys to step up, because who has stepped up? The pitchers have been better.
Yes.
All right, so they have stepped up their performance. Now, bats, let's go.
1-6 in the last 7 games. Here is the offensive output in each of those games. 3-2-4-2-5-0-1.
Mm-hmm. And that 5 took 10 innings to get to the 5, because in 9 only had 3.
Yes, they were counting extra innings there. It's just not good enough. And John, you're right, the math's still there, but if they lose one game more than Cleveland does in this next series, they don't control their own destiny in the division. Right? If we get it under 3 and Cleveland's coming in next week, or we're going to Cleveland next week, Detroit suddenly doesn't control their own destiny the final week of the season, when they were up 15.5 games at one point.
They do control their own destiny because they play against Cleveland. They have the hand-to-hand combat opportunity.
My point, though, is Cleveland can take the lead in that series.
Sure they can, and so can the Tigers.
Well, they already have the lead.
Yeah, but and so...
That hasn't done them any good lately.
But they still control their own destiny because... They actually are playing those games. Sorry.
Yeah, I should have phrased it differently. My point, though, is the control you thought you had in the division slips through your fingers.
Sure.
Because Cleveland also then controls their own destiny, which they currently don't.
Correct. Yes, if the Tigers just simply win, they close the door.
Solve everything.
Yeah.
But that hasn't happened. So panic, 1-10. And what's your biggest issue with this team? And there's no shortage of issues, things you can pick at.
You know, I thought yesterday when I woke up this morning, my panic would be out of 1-10, since we make things nice round numbers here on the
morning show.
The morning show, yes.
The midday show.
The midday show is weird.
1 to 12.6. Yeah,
which I think is hilarious.
It's funny.
But I think I'm probably at a 5.5.
Okay, yesterday you were, what, a 4.5 in the crosstalk?
4.5 out of 12. So, Greg, can you help me with the math? Like, does that equate? So, a 4.5 out of 12, that's just over...
Math on the radio.
33%.
Yes.
So, 5.5 out of 10 it's a pretty big jump.
20% jump. It should have jumped for people yesterday, because Scooble was going to settle things down. I don't want to gloss over that you just did that on the air. That's impressive.
Yeah.
Math on the air does not always go well for people.
Yeah, especially me.
But the Scooble thing should have raised people's frustrations or their nervous energy, or let's just call it what it is, their panic.
Yeah.
I think I told the guys I was like 3.8-7. Whatever. Yeah. I'm at a 5 now. This is officially teetering.
Right.
This is officially, one wrong step and the floodgates open.
See, the way you were talking, I thought you were going to be way above 5.
The math is still the math. And in fact, John, I have the updated FanGraphs percentages. We gave this to people yesterday. Do you want to know how dramatic yesterday was?
Hold on. Get the Smarm alarm ready. Get the Smarm alarm ready.
No.
Twitch. The Smarm is heavy on Twitch, because they were talking about, like, AJ always says, we were the first to 40, first to 50, first to 60. And Dynasty Dan says, but they were first to 40 wins. Wow, that might be the first time we've used the Smarm on Twitch.
Twitch also says the manager will never admit it, but the pressure is getting to them. Mm-hmm. Here are your percentages. Yesterday, their percentage to make the playoffs was 98. Now it's 96. To win the division was 95. Yeah. Now it's 91. To get a bye...
Because they control their own destiny.
Yes. For them to get a bye was 59% yesterday.
Uh-huh.
This is where they took the biggest hit in terms of the odds. Now it's just a 43% chance to get a bye. No longer the likely outcome that this team gets a first round bye.
Yeah.
And their World Series odds stayed about the same because it doesn't change that dramatically over one day.
No. Because they'll still be in the playoffs.
Yes.
So...
I mean, lose two or three this weekend and...
The odds shift dramatically.
Yeah. Scooble just had the chance to stabilize and calm everybody down. And he didn't pitch poorly by any stretch, but they lost the game.
Right. He gave up one run.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's, and that was a bad pitch in an 0-2 count, but I'm not blaming him. I mean, you give up one run, you should win the game.
Yes.
And they went to Melton, the guy that we actually thought was one of their better bullpen pieces.
When they pulled Scooble yesterday, were you at all thinking, you know what, this is playoff time. Maybe we should get another inning out of him?
A little bit. I mean, he was at over 100 pitches.
He was like 101.
And he was emptying the tank. He was throwing 102 in the sixth inning there. I kind of expected them to pull him.
We all did.
But I... Yeah, of course, dude. Like, keep him in the game. I want to see one more. That's your best player. But you know what? Their best player, Jose Ramirez, tees up Melton, hits a two-run homer, and I'm looking around at all the Tiger bats going, who is our best bat? Will somebody step up right now? And none of the All-Stars have contributed much in the month of September. That's my biggest issue with this team right now.
And here's where I'm frustrated, and I'm not going to go to the trade deadline. I'm not going to go to, you know, they didn't do enough to improve the roster. It is what it is, right? I'm not going to kick a dead horse. But every time Ramirez gets up to the plate, don't you feel threatened?
Oh, yeah, I hate it.
Every single time. And then when he hits the home run, it just, I just wish we had a bat that you felt, that somebody else felt threatened by every time they were up to
and, our and best I don't version know, of that is who? Kerry Carpenter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's only when there's a righty on the mound.
I know.
But so that's my point is Ramirez is an everyday guy.
Switch hitter plays every day.
Yeah, and great at third base. And so I'm not going to get
and
into
the
whole
bases, yeah, it does know, all of
break,
it.
Break. I'm just going to go with I hit the sounder before you did.
You did it fast uh-huh. forward too. That was great.
Yes, because I wanted to get it over with. But I'm jealous because we don't have that guy that when he gets up to the plate that is just going to get on base one way or another when it matters most. And I don't watch all Cleveland games. I don't know if he's had slumps. I don't know. I would imagine that every Major League Baseball goes through some. I imagine his aren't extended. But he gets up to the plate and you're just like, oh, man.
Dread.
And even earlier in the season, and I know they pointed this out on the broadcast the other night, like A.J. Hinch gave him kind of the ultimate respect where he pointed at him and said, you know, we're walking you. Like, I don't even want you to go to home. You know, don't even get in the batter's box. Yeah,
just go over to take a stroll.
Yeah. Save the, you know, put the bat down. Save the bat boy's legs.
Panic in Tiger Town. Scale of 1 to 10. We'll take some phone calls, some ticket texts. We got picks coming up at 6:35. We'll check in with MSU fans late in the hour, see what that Saturday night's going to look like. It's 97.1. If you're injured in a car accident, call Lawrence Cagey. It's Cagey Law, one of the few law firms in the country specializing in car accidents only, which means Lawrence Cagey can win you millions of dollars, and he has for his clients. He fights hard, he wins, and he wins big. So if you or a friend or a loved one, someone you care about, is injured in a car accident, you need to call KG Law right now. That's 877-KG-CARES, K-A-J-Y, kgcares.com. That's kgcares.com.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at chooseprimavera.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Three-1 would be your final. Double D, Dan Dickerson on the call. Their best player, their star, steps up in a tight ball game. The Tiger bats, the All-Star bats. I've got the month of September in front of me, John. It's not pretty. Gleyber Torres hitting 154. Riley Green hitting 192. Zach McKinstry, a robust 212 at the plate. And Javi Baez is hitting 105. Those are your All-Stars, your best players. That's the month of September. And now we're in this thing where Cleveland has clawed all the way back to within 3.5 games. We've asked about the panic in Tiger Town and where you're at. I was annoyed. Now I'm nervous. I'd put myself a 5 out of 10. We're starting to teeter-totter. Weekend series goes south. We're in full-blown panic with Cleveland hosting Detroit. You're at a 5.5. We're in a similar spot.
Yeah. And it's fresh. I mean, there's a lot of emotions. Frustrating, maddening, disappointed. It didn't have to be this way, but that's why you play 162. You add them up at the end, see where you're at. And right now, yeah, they had a 15.5 game lead at one point. They haven't won the games to put this away that they needed to. And I know AJ was talking about last night. I read, you know, part of his quotes in regards to, yeah, you could look back. Even at the Dodgers series, to start the season, if they had won one of those, it matters. Like, that's why he says every single game matters, and that's why they're focused on today's game. And I'm saying that as, you know, throughout the course of 162, not just the one today. This one today may seem a little bit more important because it's today's game, and you have the context of the division at 3.5 games.
Yeah, I felt like they were each worth 2 and they lost all of them.
Yeah.
Including the Scooble start, which I think has incited a little more panic.
Guardians pitching has been dynamite.
Unbelievably so.
Yeah, they've only allowed more than 2 runs, I think, twice in the last 15 games or something like that.
Yeah, sounds right.
But the next two pitchers for Atlanta both have 5+ ERAs. If they don't hit them, we're in big, big, big trouble.
Good note. Devel, Madison Heights, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen and lady. So my panic meter is really at around 6, 6.5. And it would be higher if we didn't have Atlanta this weekend at home. So if there was ever a get-right series and get-right – you stole a little of my thunder. I was going to mention about Fridays and Saturday starters with the 5.50 ERA. That's definitely a get-right moment because it doesn't get easier. Cleveland and Boston have something to play for, so – There's going to be no let up, so we have to get it done this weekend. We get it done this weekend, I'm good. You know, we just at least got to get 2 games.
Yeah, but you take 2 or 3, you get back to winning series. Yeah, then all is going to be okay.
Yeah, all is right in the world. And then one more thing you mentioned about the bats. Who's our best batter right now? For me, it's crazy to say it, but for the here and now, it's Spencer Torkelson. He's
you're
the only
right.
one hitting. He's the only one. I mean, when he's not striking out, he's hitting line drive singles, line drive doubles, and line drive outs. He's our only consistent hitter right now. I would have said Glaber before this month, but it's been Glaber all year before this month.
Yeah.
But now, yeah, it's definitely Spencer Torkelson.
I'll back you up. Torque's hitting 298 in the month of September. He is one of the bright spots. Just not many of them right now. Yeah. Braves have won 5 in a row, by the way. So they're not limping in.
No.
You're going to have to earn it.
Yeah. And I mean, okay, everyone at this point, unless you've got one of those little letters in the front of your club, the E's, where they've been eliminated, everyone has something to play for. Whether it's just to simply get into the playoffs as a wild card team, which is where Cleveland currently sits, or it's trying to win a division. But the Tigers right now are 3.5 up. All right, use that to your advantage. Go out there and just win today's game. Take care of your own business.
Math is still on your side. Don't blow this. All right, Heather with the news.
Well, the University of Michigan scholar from China who is accused of smuggling biological material into the U.S. and also lying to federal agents is expected to plead guilty soon. So prosecutors filed a criminal information against this woman, charging her with smuggling, conspiracy to commit smuggling, and lying to federal agents. And if convicted, she faces up to 20 years in federal prison. What started as this rumored chemical spill outside of a Rochester elementary school quickly turned into a death investigation.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so there was never a chemical spill at all. That was just kind of like rumors that were circulating online. But Oakland County Sheriff's Department says that they discovered a body while they were checking out a car in the parking lot of McGregor Elementary School on Wednesday. They do say foul play is not involved and that the community, the students, everybody at the school is safe. You can now go and purchase your very own Detroit Lions custom Crocs. They're available now. We talked about these before they came out. They became available online yesterday. We talked all about them. They're pretty pricey, though. For some reason, I didn't think they were going to be this expensive.
How much?
For Crocs.
Yeah. What are we thinking? Like right,
the plastic shoes?
Yeah. Yes. Yep. $84.99.
Wow. It's the same as the stupid hat. Like the hats were supposed to start at like $50 for a very generic plain hat.
Yeah.
It's the Lion tax.
For Crocs.
It's the NFL tax.
They're cool. Yeah. I mean, they look for a Croc, they look nice.
It's kind of an oxymoron. They're cool for Crocs.
Yeah, right. Like they are, right. And you can get the little Detroit Lions, the little like gibbets that go in the charms that go into the shoes too. I think
are
those
they gibbets
cool.
or giblets?
There's no I L. Guess, There's no okay. giblets.
Yeah, giblets. I guess that's yeah.
They're just
that's something else.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they just released 14 teams, but every team in the NFL is going to get these custom Crocs throughout the season, but you can get your hands on the Lions now. Visitors to a zoo in Thailand, you guys, were horrified when a zookeeper was eaten alive by lions right in front of their eyes. So this zoo can apparently be explored by foot or by car, so you can get like up close and personal with these animals.
Sounds
like you
can terrifying.
You can drive this, I picture like this Jeep through this enclosure wherever. And apparently this zookeeper, 58-year-old man, got out of his car. He was in the drive-in zone.
Yeah.
And
why'd he get out?
Well, he worked there. I'm guessing that maybe one of the other employees said that it was like feeding time. So maybe he
Clearly.
Was
yeah.
going to be part of
the
meal. Well, he was the meal, but I meant like maybe he was just going to toss out.
Yeah.
I have no idea why he got out of the car, but
clearly
he
thought
worked
he could.
There
yeah.
and had worked with the Lions and the Tigers for almost 2 decades. So he's
terrible.
Had experience. But yeah, can you imagine? Apparently it went on for about 15 minutes before another zookeeper could actually get in there and try to rescue the guy. Man.
Yeah.
Hey, if you want to go to the 2028 Olympics in LA, you'll have to start acting soon. So general registration.
Putting in my vacation time now.
Yes.
Two and a half years ahead of time.
For the tickets opened in January of 2026. So that's more than a full year ahead of the ticket timeline during the Paris Games in 2024. So beginning next year, you can register to enter this lottery for Olympics tickets. And then if you're selected in this random drawing, you'll receive a purchase time and date for when you can go and the tickets will drop beginning in the spring of 2026. If you're not selected in that first one, you'll automatically be entered in.
Okay.
You get a second chance. More information about the process will be released later this year. But man, it would be, I would love to go.
Be awesome.
Me too.
I would love to go to the Olympics.
For any event.
Sure, I wouldn't really care. I mean, there's events that I would prefer to see, but I wouldn't care.
Yeah, I just want to be in the area, in the building.
Yep. So they do begin on July 14th of 2028, and they close on July 30th. And then the Paralympics will be in August 15th through the 27th.
Okay.
Heather with the news. Coming up next, it's the picks. And for the first time in over a year, someone else is in first place.
Yeah,
let's get to it.
Yeah.
97.1.
Guys, football is back, and I'm bringing you the tailgate must-have, Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka. They're both absolutely delicious and available in the convenient variety 8-packs. Now, each can of Surfside is only 100 calories, and the best part, no bubbles, no troubles, zero carbonation, so you can tailgate like a champ. Ask for it at your local bars and stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Week 4 of the picks is here, and as we take a quick little peek at the standings, you'll see somebody new in first place. No longer Heather Park.
Yeah.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
I'm in first after a 4-3 week, the only one to pick the Tennessee Vols in the points. But it's tight in the standings. Heather and Tom a game back. Greg and John 2 games back.
Yep.
All right, we're going to start in the Big Ten, the game the worldwide leader doesn't want you to see because they're in Miami watching the corpse of Florida play a football game. 3-0 Illinois at 3-0 Indiana. The Hoosiers are favored by 5.5 in Bloomington, Jim.
By the way, your picks are brought to you by Shayner Roofing. Let's make sure we get that in. The first pick is Indiana. You got the lower-ranked team favored, and the number's been going that way. I get the more experienced quarterback, the better quarterback, and I get the better playmakers. I'm going Indiana.
I was surprised over the first couple of weeks how much pressure Illinois was giving up on their quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Very disappointed. I think Brett Bielema gets that fixed going into the Big Ten play. Drew Altmyer, I'm surprised you think that the kid at Indiana is
Mendoza's the, is better.
Yeah, and he may be,
out.
But I think they've got more playmakers. I think they got a better run game for Illinois. And I'm not, all right, hey, Illinois doesn't have to win this game. This can't lose it by 6. I'm going to take Illinois.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going with Illinois as well. It really just comes down. I like their logo better. I like their colors. But you know what it really, really comes down to is this week on the two Grand Slam, our contestant lost because he couldn't name Brett Bielema.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know who he was. Now I do. And that's what I'm going with. That's it.
Of Jeff Rieger's annoying habits, and he's got a long list of them, on top of my personal annoyance list is the fact that he constantly refers to Indiana as the Hoosier Daddies. For that reason, I'll take Illinois.
Well, Jimmy, you're going to be on an island here.
Oh.
Look at him. He just like...
Nobody goes into Bloomington at night and walks away.
Altmaier has played clean this year. No interceptions. And as Heather said, Brett B, I think, is the better coach. Give me the Fighting Illini.
Michigan State travels to USC. It's Spartion versus Fighton. USC is favored by 18.5 points in the Coliseum, John.
It's a lot of points for a Big Ten game, but Michigan State's defense hasn't stopped anyone. And they can't apply pressure. If they can't do that, USC is... I know it's hard to tell who USC is just because they haven't played anyone. But I think USC is able at home, especially at that time. The disadvantage that Michigan State has of playing at that time of night is just bizarre to me. So I'm going to go with USC.
Oh, college kids can't stay up till 2 a.m.
And perform at that level? Yeah. Okay.
Well, I'm going to take my Spartans. I just can't get behind ketchup and mustard.
Ketchup,
I don't
colors.
Like their colors.
I feel like 18.5 points is... Michigan State's better than to be given the charity of 18.5 points. However, my son loves horses. He would love Traveler. Let's go, SC. Fight on.
I'm going to take Michigan State here because I think Michigan State's going to be able to score some points. USC will at least post 40 probably. But I do think Aiden Childs will get some points on the board. I don't know how good USC's defense. That's been their bugaboo since... Lincoln Riley's been there, so I'll take the points here.
Yeah, when this was 14, 15, 16, even under 17, I understood taking USC. The numbers just gotten blown out. Aiden Childs will score some points. How good is USC? They've struggled since they've come into the Big Ten. Can MSU hang in? Give me the Spartans.
The Wolverines travel to the Heartland. Michigan favored by 2.5 points at Nebraska. Heather.
Okay, so in my vast research, I discovered that the very thing that got me through, I could say high school, but definitely college, was invented, I guess, or came out of Nebraska. You want to know what that was?
Yeah.
Cliff Notes.
Okay.
Uh-huh. I'm going with Nebraska.
This is why my head is exploding
right
now.
This is your reigning champion.
Biff Pogge's back on the sidelines, and with him on the sideline last week, it was an invitation to have a really interesting Back to the Future 2 discussion with Biff Tannen being the main villain there. Unfortunately, we don't have the sports almanac, and it only went to the year 2000 anyway. I'm going to take Nebraska here.
So I have got to think, Michigan picking-wise for me the last couple years, I might have 4 wins. Seriously, I've been awful picking Michigan. So Michigan
then take
fans,
Nebraska.
No, Michigan fans, you're going to hate this. I'm taking Michigan. I think Michigan has the better kicker, and that's going to come into play here. They win by 3.
I'm loving that you took Michigan because I'm on Nebraska, and that kicker has been shaky. 2.5 is a powerful number. I get a quarterback in his second year at home versus a quarterback hitting the road. I'll take Nebraska.
This is an opportunity for Michigan's offensive line to do something that I think they're going to have a rare occasion to do this year. That's push around another defensive front. It's a small defensive front. The biggest guy is their nose tackle, and he tips the scales at 300 pounds. They've given up a number, like 150 yards per game against the likes of Houston Christian. You run the ball. Bryce Underwood is part of that rushing attack. And Biff said earlier, hey, Chip Lindsey, call whatever you want. And I think they unleash Bryce Underwood. They unleash this rushing attack. I'm going to go with Michigan.
All right, to the NFL. The Cowboys travel to Chicago to take on the Bears. Bears favored by 1.5. You know who's coming back to Chicago? Eberflus. He's the defensive coordinator for the Cowboys. Now it's a chance for the Bears to get revenge on their former head coach. I'll take the Bears.
I'm going to take the Cowboys here. They've had a knack the last few years of beating teams that are similar or slightly worse to them on the road. They take care of business. a lot of times in this situation. And Ben Johnson's calling out his team a little bit. And I just think that's a rocky situation. And I think the Cowboys offense is definitely going to score points. I don't know if the Bears offense can, so I'm going to take Dallas.
Yeah, I'll back you up on it. Dak crushes bad teams. 39-12 straight up against teams under 500. Give me the Cowboys.
Yeah, I mean, this Cowboys offense is going to score a lot of points throughout the course of the year. It's not about their offense. It's about their defense. But I also don't trust Caleb Williams. And if this is going to be a battle of teams scoring points, I'll take the Cowboys every time. Give me the Cowboys.
Yeah, me too. I'll take the Cowboys.
Greg's on an island.
Rams at the Eagles. Philadelphia is laying 3.5 points. Tom.
So Matthew Stafford, I think, is going to play a really good game in honor of his best friend, Clayton Kershaw, who's going to be retiring. however, even if he plays a good game, the Eagles beat them last year by 17-6 the two times they played. Saquon Barkley went for 255 and 206. Show me, Eagle or Rams, that you can stop Saquon. I will take the Eagles.
Eagles have not run the ball early in the season particularly well. Saquon Barkley under 4 yards per carry, and now you got to face a front that sacked the Eagles 7 times in the playoffs. I think 3.5 is a powerful number. I'll take the Rams.
Okay, they obviously got those 7 sacks in the playoffs, but the Eagles still won. And that offensive line is looking at it going, we can never, ever in our lives let that happen again. It doesn't happen again. It's a good Rams front, but I'm going to take Fly, Eagles, fly. That's the closest you're going to get to me singing ever.
Nice job. I'm going to take the Eagles as well. It really just comes down to Jalen Hurts.
I will take the Rams. Sorry, Heather.
Because he's so cute.
Yeah, he is.
Let's go to Sunday Night Football. Oh, Sunday Night. The 0-2 Chiefs, 6.5-point favorites on the road at the Giants, Jim.
Are they really going to start 0-3? No, they're going to win the game. Are they going to cover the spread? Yes, they're going to cover the spread. Give me the Chiefs.
Yeah, I'll take the Chiefs as well. I just don't trust anything about the Giants, especially their quarterback position. So I'll take the Chiefs.
I'm taking the Chiefs too. They have to win.
Patty Mahomes will drag this team to a victory if he has to. I'll take the Chiefs.
I'm going to take something crazy here and go on Giants Island. I like this amount of points.
Crazy's good.
Against a team that's struggling offensively and a backdoor cover could be in play here. That's a lot of points going on the road in the NFL. I'm going to take the Giants.
All right. And finally, Monday Night Football. The Lions travel to Baltimore, taking on the Ravens. Ravens favored by 5.5, Devil's number. John.
I think the Lions play good. I just still have concerns until I see... They play well, yes. Thank you for correcting me.
Jeez.
But until they show that they can communicate on the road, until they can find a way to stop Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry, I'm going to go with the Ravens.
I hate to say this, but I'm also going with the Ravens. Yeah.
So I play Zen GM football, and I became the GM of the Ravens. We got to the Super Bowl and faced... The Lions were leading 17-13 late in the game. Lions are driving under 2 minutes to go. Fourth and goal. Lions score the go-ahead touchdown in the Super Bowl. Oh, wait. There's a flag holding. Nullify the penalty. Lions need to go for it for a longer fourth and goal. They don't make it. Ravens win the Super Bowl 17-13. Who wants to do that show in February? I'm going to take the Ravens.
I'm going with Lions here, and the Lions have never won in Baltimore. They're 0-4. Barry Sanders' last game was in Baltimore. I think the Lions' offense is going to show up. I don't think they're going to win the game, but I think they're going to show up and put some points up, and they're not going to get trucked like they did the last time around. I will take the points, take the Lions.
It's the highest point total of the week. I trust the Lions' offense. Problem? I don't trust this front, especially without knowing if Marcus Davenport's going to play. They are thin at the edges. Lamar Jackson extending plays at home. Lay the points. I'm on the Ravens.
I'm on Lions Island.
Yeah. Yes, you are.
Two NFL islands. Oh, boy.
All right. Those are the picks brought to you by Shayna Roofing. 97.1. You know, replacing a roof isn't something most of us look forward to. It's a big investment. You may be dreading it, but you need to make the right decision. It's why choosing the right company matters. For over 30 years, Michigan homeowners have trusted Shayner Roofing. Here's why. Not only are they local experts, proven track record, every roof they install comes with a lifetime transferable warranty. That means your investment's protected for as long as you own the home and if you go to sell it. Plus, Shayna Roofing has earned 4.9 star Google ratings from thousands of happy customers. That kind of trust doesn't happen overnight. It's built on decades of quality work and customer care. So here's the deal. If your roof is aging, leaking, if you're just ready for peace of mind, go to MyMichiganRoof.com. That's MyMichiganRoof.com, powered by Shayna Roofing, Michigan's trusted roofing experts. It's a Football Friday. Good morning, 97.1. Picks in the books. Phone calls to get to on the Tigers. Some ticket text reacting to another loss. Scooble on the mound, and they still lost. Lead down to 3.5 in the division. We also want to talk a little bit about people's plans on Saturday night. But first, Chris in Davidson, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Thanks for taking the call.
What's up?
Happy Football Friday, too. So, yeah, I'm a Tigers fan. I'm also a diehard New York Mets fan. And this is eerily similar to the 2007 Mets debacle, and they collapsed. There's 17 games left, lost 12 of them. They had a 7-game lead at the time. You know, they only had to win, like, I think 8 or 9, even if the Phillies were winning all those games, which they were. And this kind of seems... it seems on that level, and I don't want that to happen to the Tigers and especially to the fans, because, like, it's so hard to, like, lose that stigma when that happens, because that's still, like, considered the biggest debacle and blown, like, situation ever in baseball history. And I think this one might be considered worse because now there's more teams that get into the playoffs with the wild cards, and I really don't want to see that happen. Like, I don't think it will, but me being a Mets fan and all the bad stuff I've seen happen, it hurts. And, like, I couldn't, I mean, these are my two teams. Like, this is the teams I want to see in the World Series every year. And, like, the other thing that kind of makes it feel like the same thing was, you know, the year before, the Mets were, like, in the NLCS and they lost to the Cardinals in Game 7. And that was so close to actually having that World Series of the Tigers and the Mets. We know what happened with the Tigers and the Cardinals that year.
Yeah.
And, you know, last year, the Tigers, they weren't supposed to do that, the Team of Destiny thing. And now I feel like it's almost like the same script. And the thing that happened the next year in 2008 was they went on a road trip. They lost a couple games early in the season. They fired Willie Randolph. I think, I mean, I don't say that, but if AJ Hinch was to get in this predicament and they couldn't kick out of it the next year, who knows what could happen? It could set the team back. And that's what I worry about.
I don't think that's on the table even at all. I mean, the reason they're sputtering right now, I don't really put it on AJ. Now, if you think he should be pressing different emotional buttons, you know, if you wish he was Leland and he was grilling into guys during the losing, I suppose you could argue for that. But he's not working with a great lineup. I gave you all their all-stars. They're all struggling.
No.
What's he supposed to work with? His GM gave him nothing at the deadline.
Well, and that's, I mean, go back to last year. Do they make the playoffs last year without AJ?
No.
No. Are they leading through most of this season? Are they the first to 40, the first to 50, the first to 60 without AJ?
No, they don't overachieve without A.J. Hinch.
Right. And so I think we can all look at this and say, to be leading as in this division, in a bad division, it's cool. It's fun. And it's been great. And they've lost a great lead. But if they were in any other division, it would be a much tighter race throughout the course of the entire season.
Well, they'd probably be on the outside if they were in another
division. Well, I mean, the West, they still have more wins than the West. But right, then but you talk about the scheduling and all that stuff. Yeah.
So let's just get some ticket text from people. We asked you about panic level today. Texter says, I'm hearing David Bowie's Panic in Detroit in my head right now. Yesterday before the game, I played the emotional hedge plus 1,200 for Cleveland to win the Central. Just blow it and let me collect. I don't know why I'm a sports fan.
Well, so you can win your bets.
I suppose so. Panic is a 9. I could easily see the team going 2-7 the last 9 and missing the playoffs altogether. This is a dumpster fire.
So I understand the emotional hedge. Going back to that first text.
Yeah.
So we're doing our picks, right? And I picked the Ravens. So if I win the pick,
great.
All right, now all of a sudden I get a chance to, you know, not be in last place anymore, hopefully. But if I lose the pick, I get to celebrate a Lions win. So I understand the emotional hedge bet.
You pay to be wrong, essentially.
Yeah.
Guy said a 9 out of 10. Another text says 6 out of 10. However, my biggest issue is the mental capacity. This team is positively freaking exhausting. Ed at work, who is mentally drained.
That is another emotion I don't think we've talked about enough. Is we've talked about frustration, anger, all of those different things, but it is exhausting. But the baseball season itself is exhausting. That's part of the equation.
You're talking about every day a new result for 6 months straight.
Yeah.
From the best record in the majors to losing the division, call it what it is, it's a choke.
If they lose, they haven't lost it yet.
If they do, it is a choke. It's a collapse. It's awful. It's embarrassing. Texter says, I've been a Tigers optimist since spring training, but even I'm getting nervous. We need to get some momentum heading into the playoffs.
9 games.
Yeah, again, the chances, odds are, the math says they'll still be in the playoffs, but you have no confidence if you're going to play this way. And your confidence goes down if you don't get that first round bye. Your confidence goes down if you don't win the division and have to start on the road. Like, all of these things are in play right now. They've invited these conversations because they can't win. 1-6 in their last 7 games. Swept by the Guardians with 3 more against the Guardians. Ticket text 248-539-9797. John, you ready to hit the panic button yet? They're spiraling out of control and might miss the playoffs entirely. The red-hot Braves are in town this weekend, and then a red-hot Red Sox. The way the Tigers are hitting, they can't beat anybody, Jonesy and Rochester.
Well, the Red Sox, let's not call them red-hot. I mean, they're 5-5 in the last 10. They lost yesterday. So let's just make sure that we're using the right adjectives. Red hot means you're coming in here 9-1 in your last 10, or 8-2. Like, 5-500 ball is not red hot.
It does make you think if it comes down to the last series of the year and a certain batter comes up and drives the stake into our heart, how unforgivable that would be.
How
I can pot him down if you want me to, John.
Please. Yeah. Let's
you haven't even thought about that?
Let's go to our update.
We'll get to it in just a second. And we do want to talk to Spartan fans about what their Saturday night's going to look like and how they feel about it. A chance to vent and a chance to kind of talk through how you game plan an 11 p.m. kickoff. Talking panic in Tigertown, 248-539-9797. Want to get people's thoughts on that this morning. All of our baseball coverage is brought to you by Paramount Plus. Watch the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local games all season long, starting at $30 for the first year. It's like $250 a month. ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.